She approached her face to the palm and pored over it without touching it.
"It is too fine," said she. "I can make nothing of such a hand as that, almost without lines. Besides, what's in a palm? Destiny's not written there."
"I believe you," said I.
"No," she continued. "It is in the face, on the forehead, about the eyes, and in the eyes themselves, in the lines of the mouth. Kneel, and lift up your head."
"Ah, now you're coming to reality," I said, as I obeyed her. "I shall begin to put some faith in you presently." I knelt within half a yard of her. She stirred the fire, so that a ripple of light broke from the disturbed coal. The glare, however, as she sat, only threw her face into deeper shadow. Mine it illumined.
"I wonder with what feelings you came to me tonight," she said, when she had examined me a while. "I wonder what thoughts were busy in your heart during all the hours you sit in yonder room, with the fine people flitting before you like shapes in a magic lantern, just a little sympathetic communion passing between you and them, as if they were really mere shadows of human forms and not the actual substance."